Good morning, and welcome to the midweek devotion, Coffee with Ann. Spring is springing. The blue, blue sky and warmer afternoon temperatures and birds everywhere. Let's, you and I, have a cup as we spend this time together. I begin this morning with a familiar verse. Matthew 5:26-27. Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? Well, I've been sitting here all day, watching birds in the tree outside the window and on the bird feeder hanging off the tree. It occurs to me birds know how to be birds. They seem to know how to build nests for their species of bird. They know what they can and cannot eat due to the design of their beak to crack, tear, or just pick up. They apparently know where they are supposed to go when the season changes and when it's time to go. They know if they are dry land birds or water birds. They know how to bathe themselves. I've watched. The fact is, they don't seem to worry. They fly away when the neighborhood hawk is around. A pair will split time feeding babies while the other watches for danger. The pair will help each building the nest. Bottom line, life is rather straightforward for birds. Apparently, the Lord planned it that way. Life for birds is pretty simple. Even though there are things they could worry about, they don't seem to sit on a limb and worry. They live. They sing in the morning and some in the evening. They eat, and if the bird feeder is empty, they fly off to yards, trees, woods, and eat. Obviously, there are downsides to being a bird, but the fact is, I don't think they worry about them. They are not concerned about how fancy their nest is. Does it have a piece of ribbon or not? They don't worry about their children doing well in school as long as they learn to fly, or how they will pay for college. Or are they spending too much time on Instagram, TikTok, or playing video games? The difference is, a lot of us humans don't seem to know how to be human. We humans are encumbered with things to worry about, and the more we have, the more we worry. We really could learn a lot about not worrying by watching the birds. When Jesus taught the worry lesson in Matthew, it was to a primarily poor and needy audience. The center of that message, in much, if not all, his messages, was about being human as God intended. At this point, you and I could move to some wisdom about living as a human being the way the Lord intended, which is all over the Bible, or in many places in the Bible. Some examples. Ecclesiastes 5:10. Whoever loves money never has enough. Proverbs 19:17. Whoever is kind to the poor lends to the Lord, and he will reward them for what they have done. Acts 20:35. Paul speaking. In everything I did, I showed you that by this kind of hard work, we must help the weak, remembering the words the Lord Jesus himself said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." Proverbs 16:3. Commit your work to the Lord, and your plans will be established. 1 Peter 4:10. As each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's very grace. Ephesians 5:19. Singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs among yourselves, and making music to the Lord in your hearts. Luke 16:10. Whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much. And the truest way to be just plain human, the way God intended, Matthew 22:36-40. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment, and the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. It seems the birds have pretty much maintained for thousands of years how to be the bird the Lord intended. But somehow, after being taught exactly how to be human and how to treat other humans, we often struggle with the idea. And so we find ourselves worrying about just about everything in our lives, when trusting the Lord as He intended could solve that problem, and maybe we could live each moment as the birds do, just being human. Let us pray. Lord, thank you for being with us today. Thank you for the challenges that we have, because we know that you are beside us and with us in everything that happens in our lives. The birds seem to just know it, and we have a hard time remembering it. Please be with us. Help us to learn. Help us to trust you so that our worries may fade away. In your precious name we pray. Amen. Thank you for being with me this morning, and may the Lord bless you and yours.